School suspensions in Indiana have increased since the pandemic, and students with disabilities are suspended more than twice as often as their peers. Lee Gaines with WFII's Education Desk tells us why the numbers are high for special education students and what, if anything, can be done about it.
Bella is 9 years old and in the third grade. She's been suspended from school at least 15 times since kindergarten.
Your mom told us that you got suspended. Do you remember what that felt like?
That made me angry and embarrassed.
Bella's mom, Kristen, says suspensions affect her daughter's mental health.
She started questioning herself. Mom, why am I so bad? Mom, I'm sorry. Why did God make me like this?
We're not using Kristen and Bella's full names because of the sensitive nature of this story.
I'm like, you're not bad. You just need more help. You're missing some skills.
Bella has ADHD. She struggles to regulate her emotions, and small conflicts can escalate into big confrontations. She spends most of her day in the general education classroom. Last year, Bella refused to sit in an assigned spot in class. Her mom says she wanted to sit by her friends. Bella argued with her teacher. She was then locked out of her classroom. She threatened to hurt others and herself. Bella crawled on the ground and ran away from school staff.
At that point, she just felt like nobody was believing her, nobody would listen to her, because it was like little incidents like that through the whole year.
The school called Kristen to come pick Bella up. Bella was still upset when her mother arrived, and the school nurse called an ambulance.
It was hard for me to see her like that.
The incident ended with Bella suspended for 2 days for defiance. The number of suspensions in Indiana public schools rose to its highest level in a decade when kids returned to classrooms after the pandemic. That number is higher for students with disabilities, averaging 25 incidents per 100 kids in special education. Bella goes to school in Hobart in northwest Indiana. That district suspends even more students with disabilities. Hobart Superintendent Peggy Buffington told WFYI that elementary-age students are exhibiting more aggressive behavior since the pandemic. But even veteran educators say removing kids from school doesn't help them.
So, do I think suspensions benefit kids? No.
Joe Quiz is the president of the Indiana Council of Administrators of Special Education.
Do I think they're necessary sometimes to reset and get plans readdressed and kind of retool the machine? Absolutely, because we just don't have another option at our disposal a lot of times.
Quiz believes schools in Indiana are doing their best to keep special education students in class, but he says schools need to consider the educational experience of all kids.
So if you clear a classroom of 22 children, so one student can work through their episode that they are dealing with, then you've got 21 students who aren't receiving their education for that period of time.
Rebecca Rabb is a special educator in Whiteland, Indiana, who works with kids like Bella, students with diagnoses like ADHD and emotional disabilities. These students spend most of their days in general education classrooms. She's seen more challenging behavior among her students since the pandemic.
I've had so many kids suspended this year, but like the big ones have been stealing, cheating, verbal altercation, not being in class, using their cell phone, and like that becoming more and more of an issue.
Even Rab, a trained special educator, says she learned most of what she knows about student behavior on the job.
And we don't have a lot of the training or support I feel that is needed. We don't really know what we need quite yet. Yeah, we definitely are being stretched very thin.
So if suspensions don't work, what should schools do?
I don't think there's an easy solution.
Catherine Vulgaritis is a professor who studies special education at Hunter College in New York City. She says the work begins in the classroom.
A key piece in that is time and human connection and sense of belonging between practitioners, families, communities, and students. So I think it's a complex space.
Vulgaritis says teachers need to build relationships with students to understand what causes their behavior. Third grader Bella had a teacher in the first grade who understood her. She was only suspended once that year for behavior on the bus, not in the classroom, says her mother, Kristen.
Because the gen ed teacher accommodated all her needs, she made a connection with her to where she could just say like, hey, we're not doing this right now, but she had that relationship.
This school year, Bella was suspended multiple times, and then Kristen transferred her daughter to a new school in the same district.
they have much more help there for me. And when I have a lot of feelings, like, they're there for me, and they don't just like assume that I'm in trouble or something. They actually let me talk.
Bella hasn't been suspended since she started at her new school. Right now, her mother, Kristen, is hopeful, but she knows much of the burden is on her to advocate for Bella. I'm Lee Gaines.
To read more of WFYI's investigations into school suspensions and find out about suspension rates at your school, go to our website.
This WFYI news story is made possible with support from members like you.